initiated grants from the National Institute for Disability and Rehabilitation Research. Data were collected at three sites across the country, the Shepherd Center in Atlanta, Georgia, Craig Hospital in Colorado, and Rancho Los Amigos National Rehab Center in California. Traumatic spinal cord injury generally causes permanent sensory and motor loss that adversely affects function and may significantly affect quality of life. Recent estimates indicate that the annual incidence of SCI in the United States is about 40 cases per million. There are approximately 250,000 Americans living with a spinal cord injury. Since the majority of SCI occur in individuals under the age of 30 who do not have private health insurance, the long-term economic impact of these injuries may be devastating. While it is clear that the majority of individuals with SCI are Caucasian, a significant number of minorities experience SCI, and yet minorities have consistently been underrepresented in spinal cord injury research. This is most likely due to convenient sampling where enrollment is based on the most available participants. A recent report by the Institute of Medicine reviewed and summarized the literature pertaining to disparities in healthcare and documented the existence of significant health disparities with variations in both access and outcome as a function of race ethnicity. However, there are many gaps in the existing health disparities research, including the lack of data from special populations such as SCI. While investigations of underrepresented groups with SCI have increased and include a greater focus on aging and gender issues, studies of racial ethnic minorities are rare. Furthermore, existing studies have focused primarily on African American participants, with relatively few studies using either Hispanic or American Indian samples. In a comprehensive analysis by Dr. Krause, subjective well-being participation and self-reported health after SCI as a function of gender and race ethnicity was studied in four groups with SCI. Consistent with previous research, Caucasians reported the best outcomes, with the most consistent differences in the areas of career opportunities and finance. Also of interest was a significantly higher score for interpersonal relations for African Americans compared to both other minority groups, and the significantly lower scores reported by American Indians compared to any other group. Racial ethnic differences were identified on indicators of participation, with Caucasians and American Indians reporting the highest chart scores. Significant racial ethnic differences were also observed for self-rated overall health and satisfaction with overall health, as Caucasians rated their own health significantly higher than the Hispanic participants. Limited gender differences in subjective well-being after spinal cord injury were identified in that study. The purpose of this study was to identify the stability of several quality of life and health outcomes over a six-year period as a function of gender and race ethnicity among participants with spinal cord injury. This is a direct follow-up to the multi-site study comparing outcomes between Caucasians, African Americans, Hispanics, and American Indians. Comparing multiple outcomes over time among multiple racial ethnic groups in a single study represents a significant enhancement over previous research and will determine the extent to which disparities change over time. There were three hypotheses for our study. One was that significant racial ethnic differences will be observed, with Caucasians reporting the best overall outcomes in terms of subjective well-being, participation, and health behaviors. Gender differences will be observed for depressive symptomatology, with women reporting a greater number of symptoms than men. And longitudinal comparisons will reveal increasing disparities in all three areas of outcomes over time as a function of race, ethnicity. Three primary outcomes were examined using a telephone interview methodology. Subjective well-being was measured using the Life Situation Questionnaire and the Older Adult Health and Mood Questionnaire. Participation was assessed using the chart, and health ratings were evaluated using items from the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. In the primary analyses, repeated measures MANOVA was used to identify overall differences across all three outcomes measures, with follow-up ANOVAs for significant effects. The design included both between subjects and within subject effects. The three primary effects of interest were the main effect for time, which would indicate an overall change in outcomes over the six-year period, and the two interaction effects, time and gender and time and race ethnicity. These latter interaction effects would indicate unequal amounts of change over time as a function of gender or race ethnicity. In other words, change in disparities over time. Participants were interviewed at one of three collaborating model spinal cord injury centers from different regions of the United States. All participants were adults and had traumatic SCI of at least 1 year duration. Because this study was specifically designed to identify similar portions of participants from a diverse range of characteristics, a stratified sampling procedure was used to oversample groups generally underrepresented. The primary criterion was race, ethnicity, followed by gender, and then age. The sampling strategy was successful in producing a nearly equal distribution of Caucasians, African Americans, Hispanics, and American Indians. There were a total of 474 cases from the three centers during the initial assessment, and of those, 250 participated in the follow-up. There was a nearly equal distribution of participants as a function of race ethnicity, as the percentages ranged from a low of 22.4% for American Indians to a high of 28.4% for Hispanics. And that is a typo for Caucasians. It should be 24.8. Otherwise, the numbers don't add up right. Overall, 43% were women, which is substantially higher than the 18% observed in the total SCI population. This included a relatively equal number of African American, Caucasian, and Hispanic women, 33, 32, and 29, respectively. There were substantially fewer American Indians. 53% of the total sample reported cervical level injuries, with complete injuries making up 36% of total injuries. The average age at the time of the follow-up was 48.5 years, and the average number of years since spinal cord injury onset was 20. Participants averaged 12.7 years of education. As may be expected, there were significant differences in several variables, as race differences were observed for age. American Indians tended to be younger. Etiology of injury, more acts of violence among non-Caucasians, and years of education, lowest among Hispanics. There was only one significant difference based on gender, as women had lived more years on average since SCI onset than men. The results of the MANOVA indicated a significant main effect for race ethnicity and a significant within subjects effect for time. The main effect for gender and the interaction effects were all non-significant. Therefore, univariate tests with post hoc contrast were used to identify the nature of the differences as a function of race, ethnicity, and time only. Of the 7 subjective well-being scales, 6 were significantly related to race, ethnicity, engagement, negative affect, finances, career development, living circumstances, and interpersonal relationships. The only one not significantly related was health problems. Depressive symptomatology and adjustment were also significantly related to race, ethnicity. Post hoc comparisons revealed that Caucasians reported the best subjective well-being outcomes and reported significantly better outcomes than either Hispanics or American Indians for each outcome variable in which significant differences were observed. African American participants were not significantly different than Caucasians on any of the psychological subjective well-being outcomes and reported better outcomes than either Hispanic or American Indians in several areas. For instance, they reported higher engagement scores than either group, higher career development and living circumstance scores than Hispanic participants, and higher adjustment scores than American Indians. The only difference observed between Hispanics and African and American Indians was for the adjustment scale, where Hispanics reported higher scores. Adjustment scores significantly decreased over time, whereas career opportunities increased marginally over time. Significant differences emerged as a function of race ethnicity on only one of the 3 chart items, hours out of bed. Caucasians reported significantly more hours out of bed per day than either African American or Hispanic participants. The time effect was also significant as hours out of bed decreased between occasions. The first hypothesis stating that significant racial ethnic differences in the three areas of outcome measures would be demonstrated was partially supported. There were significant racial ethnic differences in certain outcomes favoring Caucasians. However, the majority of these differences were in the primary outcome of subjective well-being, with racial ethnic differences in only one indicator of participation, and no differences in health outcomes. With the exception of hours out of bed, African Americans were not significantly different than Caucasians on any of the other outcomes, but they reported significantly higher scores than either Hispanics or American Indians on selected subjective well-being variables such as engagement, living circumstances, and interpersonal relations. The racial ethnic disparities noted in subjective well-being were generally consistent with the findings from the study examining outcomes from these participants 6 years earlier, indicating that many of the racial ethnic disparities in spinal cord injury outcomes of subjective well-being have persisted over time. It is important to note that the racial ethnic difference in ratings of overall health noted in the earlier study were no longer significant. This may be due to the fact that there were substantially less power at time two due to a smaller sample size. The presence of racial and ethnic disparities in responses to questions of subjective well-being and the absence of broader disparities in participation in health suggests that subjective well-being may be more closely associated with socioeconomic status than perceived health, and that there are additional racial ethnic differences that require further examination. In addition, healthcare systems variables such as language barriers or geographic availability and patient-level variables such as cultural differences in expectations, compliance, and acceptance of treatment that were not collected in this study may contribute to the observed disparities. There was no support for the second hypothesis that gender differences would be noted specifically for depressive symptomatology. This is somewhat surprising given that the preliminary study had identified gender differences in selected areas, including depressive symptoms. The absence of significant gender differences, both as a main effect or interaction effect with time, is encouraging as it suggests an absence of disparities in outcomes between men and women across diverse racial ethnic groups. Lastly, the third hypothesis that racial and ethnic disparities would increase over time was not supported either. Although there were significant time effects reflecting a mixture of positive and negative changes in selected variables, there was no tendency for disparities to increase selectively as a function of either race, ethnicity, or gender. This suggests that disparities are likely to occur early after spinal cord injury onset and remain present over extended periods of time, but not necessarily increase over time. Results from this study are consistent with the existing literature documenting racial ethnic disparities in both access to health care and subsequent health care outcomes. Access to resources may be a critical factor in successful adaptation. According to the National Spinal Cord Injury Statistical Center, only 21% of patients have reported receiving outpatient psychological and/or vocational counseling. Together, there appears to be a need for more resources to be allocated for psychological and vocational counseling targeted at minority populations with spinal cord injury. In addition, it is critical for all healthcare providers to be aware of the racial and ethnic disparities that exist after spinal cord injury and to examine other changes to the healthcare system that could serve to eliminate these disparities. This study lays a solid foundation for understanding basic differences in general outcomes as a function of race, ethnicity, yet clearly more research needs to be conducted. Future research would benefit from evaluation of specific environmental and cultural factors that may help to explain the pattern of similarities and differences in outcomes observed in this study. Further research is needed to examine the factors contributing to these disparities and to determine effective interventions for eliminating these disparities. Evaluation of more specific secondary conditions rather than just general health outcomes would be beneficial. The ultimate challenge is to develop and evaluate interventions to reduce disparities in outcomes.